So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
baby. Yeah. Yeah. It's Christmas time. What is today? Today is what? Today, Wednesday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Uh-oh, Christmas Eve is in a couple of days. We have a tradition on the Brian Hammer Show. Ellen and I usually sing Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a horrible event. It's a tragedy. But we do it anyway because we have fun. And hopefully Ellen will be coming in this morning to say Merry Christmas to everybody. We haven't been on the air for a while. I am your host, BJ. That's right. If you need your BJ in the morning, Brian Jackson. We didn't go with that, so I had to use the full title, Brian Hammer Jackson. You waking up with a BJ in the morning? It doesn't work, you bastards. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, and I am on the air. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. This is Global. This is where your voice is heard worldwide. I see my friend in the studio. It's good to see him. And he's my celebrity. He's one of our, we call them very special people. We do. He's a friend. And he's very special to me. And I think this is Mr. King. I'm not quite sure. Is this Mr. King? King? Oh, hi, sweethearts. Merry Christmas.
What's going on?
I love the kid.
Going on,
yeah. That's what I needed to hear. Hi, sweethearts. I miss you, kids, and I hope you're behaving. Hey, King of Kings, Mr. King Webb, thank you for coming in, my friend. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, too. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everybody that's listening right now.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. I've been reading your post, so you're in Kansas City, huh?
No, Wichita, Kansas. Yeah.
Oh, you're in Wichita. Oh,
yeah.
King. Is it a good move, bad move? What do you think?
It's going really good, you know. It's just, you know, the only thing is, like, with me coming on a vacation, it's weird because, you know, I've been here multiple times for a sad occasion. And so me being here for a wonderful vacation, I'm just like, you know, it's beautiful, you know. So, you know, I was just telling my mom, I said, you know, I'm happy I was able to come home this time to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, though, you know what I mean? It's really cool. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're with family, man, and they get to they get to see grandmama and your sister's there too and everything, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you. You should be there with your family on Christmas Day. Makes me smile.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good. I haven't heard your voice in a while. You sound great, man. You sound great.
Oh yes, same here. You know, I was looking, I said, when is Brian going to be on while I'm in town, you know? But, yeah, it's a little nice, though, you know. I definitely want to encourage everybody that's listening right now and those who will be listening later. I'm going to encourage them to, you know, when they go out shopping for Christmas gifts and stuff, be sure to be very careful, you know. I don't want to give out too many secrets, but, you know, one of the things I like to do is if I leave something in the car, you know, take something and cover it up, you know, and just be careful, you know, be extra careful. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to be out there to try to scam, steal, you know, whatever they can do to make their family proud, they're going to do it. So I want to encourage everybody, fans, listeners, even the Morning Crew, everybody that's listening right now, just be very careful, you know. My mom went to one of the places yesterday out here, and she said it was really packed, you know, so, you know, but yeah, everybody be careful, man.
You know,
definitely out there in California.
Yeah, you've been hearing this shit that's going out here? People following people home and robbing them in their driveway and smash and grab shit?
Yeah, so, you know, when you go with Cindy out, you know, you need to Make sure you go with her because these people are crazy, you know.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the different people making posts and the different videos that I see on Instagram. You know, this lady was pulling up or something at her house, and these guys came up and they just it was sad, you know. So y'all be careful out there. I'm gonna definitely get my prayers in for both of you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was just the other day we were at Penny's. And we had some stuff in the car. And I said, hey, these kids, you know, these people look suspicious. He goes, honey. I go, uh-uh. You can't be so careful. She goes, honey, they're going to be okay. I go, no, I haven't been sending news. And I kept my eye on those five-year-olds, those little bastards. You know what I mean? These five-year-olds are tough in California. Putting their little sticky fingers in my car. But it is terrible. One lady got shot. These people, you know, it's me and my friend, my friend Malachi, we're talking. Oh my God, my computer. We're talking, and Malachi is black, so me and him talking. And I'm not on the air, so I could talk like I talk. See, I don't usually talk like this. If you're with me, every other word in my mouth is niggas. So me and Malachi were talking. He goes, man, I can't believe, because we live in a neighborhood that is 5% black, and the only time it's 5% black is when me and Malachi and our family are outside. So you could get the idea, and most of it is Armenian. So we're talking, and the cop pulls up. Just me and him talking outside. And he says to both of us, he says, oh, we got reports. We got some reports that somebody's breaking in cars. I go, have you guys seen anybody? No. Swear to God, this was a conversation. So then my friend Tommy came up, and Tommy's Mexican. So Tommy came up. So Tommy goes, what's going on? And the cop goes, well, we had a report of somebody's breaking in cars. And Tommy goes, oh, no. And the cop goes, yeah, well, have you seen anybody? And go, no, I haven't seen nobody. And so Tommy says, swear to God, you learn not to ask questions. You want them to, you ask the short answers, and they can go. No, yes, goodbye. So Tommy asked a question like, well, what do they look like? And then I said, us. And Tommy's girlfriend said, black and brown. You racist motherfucker.
Oh, man.
But you got to really be careful. And if anybody's desperate enough to rob a black man, you got some problems. you got some big problems. And,
So we're
talking, and cop left. And there's me and Malachi. And Malachi goes, hey, man. I go, hey, man. He goes, I got some Kush, premium Kush. I go, yeah. You know, guys talk. Because, you know, we're going to do a little smoky for the holiday. Bring it in the holiday chair, you know what I'm saying? And so then out of the blue, Malachi says, you know, them niggas out there breaking and entering, following people home, you know, all that. I go, yeah. He goes, it makes it bad for the rest of us. I go, yeah, it does. You know what I mean? He goes, I mean, we're just up there chilling, and all these people breaking in and doing these smash and grabs, it makes it bad for the rest of us. The rest of us niggas. I go, I know. So I'm just saying, if you're African-American and you live in a upper middle class area, watch yourself, because California cops do not play. They do not play at all. They are looking. You know, I want it. Ellen's going to be here. I don't know when she's going to be here. I was going to tell her the story. I'll wait till she gets here. But here's the title, everybody. I haven't been on the air for a while, so I'm a little rusty, but I'll try to get through this. 31 gifts you should never, ever give. That's what we're doing. 31 gifts you can never, ever give. And it says here, you don't want to find yourself guilty of these present-day sins. It always feels better to give than to receive. Uh-huh. But nothing feels worse than watching someone open a gift and pretend to like it. Save yourself the embarrassment by skipping these worst gifts of all time and cringe along with us instead. And then we're going to do a thing, I got dumped on Christmas. King, have you ever got a gift that you just smiled and said, what the fuck is this, and why did I get this, and who I can give it to? Have you ever had one of those gifts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was younger, you know, I would, and yeah.
Yeah, I know. I have a problem with Cindy. She loves the grandkids. Love them. Excuse me, age 5 and 8. And she thinks like an adult. Luckily, she has me, because I think like a child. So she's thinking, oh, my God, I got to get them sweaters and clothes and everything. I said, no, don't. I couldn't convince her to do it. Get them a toy. Wouldn't listen to me. Kids opened them the presents last year, and they were all happy. Presents. They open up, oh, a sweater. And you can see them starting to get depressed. The first presents. Yeah, it'll keep you warm. I go, oh, God. So here's another guess. Oh, good, a pair of pants. And so got to a point where the kid goes, I don't even want to open a gift anymore. I go, why? Grandma gave you this? It's clothes. You know, they were depressed. Kids, I understand, kids don't think clothes are gifts. They don't. Clothes just go with being a kid. Parents' responsibility, what a kid wants is something to play with, something to break, something to throw.
Yeah.
So I know you parents out there, I know the weather's getting cold. California is 49 degrees. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand in Arizona, part of the weather is probably cold, probably 50 degrees, but it doesn't stay that way. Get your kids something. And it's hard to buy kids. You know, it's hard to buy kids shit because they want electronics. They want a tablet. They want this. They want that. And it's like, damn. You know? It's like, my God.
Like off the Christmas story, them Easter bunny outfit.
You got to do something
boy,
like
that.
That
boy, he didn't want that gift. He was like, oh, man. Boy, that daddy felt sorry for him and said, do you want to take that Easter bunny outfit off or that bunny outfit off? And boy, he ran upstairs and took that thing off.
You got to. It's hard, man. It is really, especially. I've never been around girls, and love my little girls. I just don't know what to buy little girls. You know, I want to give them a truck, a GI doll. I have no idea.
We'll buy Barbie dolls.
Barbie, you know what I like? I tried to find a black Barbie. I like the black Barbie. Have you seen one?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you want a Barbie?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna say. Huh?
I want one of those tall. There's like a tall one at Family Dollar. There's like a tall one at Dollar Tree, and it only costs like $5.
Really?
It's kind of like my mouth.
Really? You think Santa's gonna get that for you? Is Santa gonna get that for you?
I don't know.
Well, he might. Santa might. I know him personally. I know the little elf Leroy. And I'm gonna give Leroy a call after the show to see if you're on that list. How's that for the black? Is it a black Barbie or it's a regular Barbie?
It's a black one.
All right. And if Barbie's not around, maybe I could get you a little Shaniqua.
Who's
or
that?
Shanae-Nae. It's Black Barbie's sister. Shaniqua or Shanae-Nae. Okay. You'll like her. She has an afro and everything. All right. With a comb in her hair. We'll find. I think you'll like Shaniqua. Well, I'm going to call the little elf Leroy because he is a friend of mine. He's been on a show. And when the show ends, I'm going to ask if you're on the list for that doll. Can I do that for you?
I'm a Barbie girl. It's Barbie World. It's classic. It's so fantastic.
That is beautiful. Well, I got
there's
a feeling
like a
Santa.
Doll.
Huh?
There's a Barbie doll that. There's like a Barbie doll that sings that song. If you press
I know.
The button on the back.
I do know that because I heard that. It used to be my favorite song. That came out like 2 years ago. It's a Barbie World. I got a feeling Santa is going to give you that. I have a good feeling because if Santa knows you really want it, you will not be disappointed. How's that?
Yeah, but I really want the playhouse.
Oh, you want the playhouse?
The Elsa.
Well,
I mean the Barbie kind, but I don't want the one that when you press the button, it talks to you. Because I saw a video. And the girl, she was playing with a Barbie house at 3 a.m. because she couldn't go to sleep. And it was, like, talking to her and cuss words to her. And
what the hell? You saying cuss words? What kind of Barbie project house do you have going on? And what kind of ghetto house? What's going on there?
I saw it
No. Well, we're gonna get. We'll make sure you get a house with no cussing. You need a house with no cussing. You don't need that cussing.
And it said, "Go to bed, you little child sniffer." I was like, I did that.
I'm gonna have to have a talk. I'm gonna have to have a talk with your daddy. I'm gonna have a talk with your daddy. Well, I'll send Leroy that list that you'll get a Barbie house that maybe not cussing. Maybe he'll say nice things like, "Hi, did you do your homework? Do you want to have fun? Do you want to go build a snowman? How's that?"
No. No, okay. I don't want to talk to you. Not at all.
Okay. I tried, King. Okay. I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put that on the list. We'll put that on the list. It's great to hear your voice. You sound so wonderful. You always make me smile when I hear your voice. Well, thank
you.
Oh, you're
gonna ask for a Chucky doll.
A Chucky doll? What in the heck is going on in Kansas? I mean, Wichita. Chucky doll. Oh, my God. Yeah, a Chucky Santa. That's what we need. Wow. And guess who came in? We have Ellen who just came in the studio. Ellen's here. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Ellen.
Uh-oh. Good morning.
Where'd she go? Oh.
Paul had a doll when he was little.
You wanted a Chucky doll, too?
No, he had a Chucky doll.
Oh, my God. Speaking of dolls, I told this to Ellen. So I'm in this health kick, right? I got a physical. I'm getting some work done next week. I'm not going to tell you the work that I need done, but I'm getting some work done, and like plastic surgery. Anywho, so I'm going through the steps about getting healthy. My first horrible experience was going to the urologist, which I have never been to a urologist in my life. And maybe I told this story, I don't know, but I'm not the same. My bowels have not been the same since then. He was a nice guy. And they talk really soft to make you feel comfortable. Until he tells me to turn over, he tells me, now my pants, he asked me to drop my pants. I'm not used to kids. I'm going to try to, it's an examination. I'm not used to doing that in front of a priest. When I said, "Can you turn around, Doc?" He goes, "What are you talking about?" And I go, "Well, you know, I'm kind of shy." Turn around. He goes, "Mr. Jackson, we're going to do the examination." All right, don't look down. He goes, "I want you to turn towards the table." I go, "Oh, turn to the table." He goes, "Would you do me a favor?" It was like these sneak attacks. Would you do me a favor? I go, "Sure, Doc, you're a nice guy." And just lean over the table for a minute. Lean up. And, of course, my buttocks was out. And the next thing I knew, there was something strange going on back there. He didn't warn me. He didn't do nothing. He shoved that finger so deep into the buttocks. And my only reaction was to say, "You mother!" Beep, 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 beep. And I screamed like a girl running out of, I just screamed. And you could hear the receptionist kind of giggle going, "Wait for it." And I go, and the conversation during this was awful. It's like, "What are you doing?" "I'm doing it." "Mr. Jackson, will you relax?" "No, let me relax." "My hand, will you let go?" I guess I tightened my buttocks and he couldn't get his finger out. He's like, "Will you relax? I can't pull my finger." I go, "Get it out. Get it out." You know, it was one of those things. Done. He was telling me this, and I said, "Hey, I'm sorry for the mother." Beep, 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 beep. He goes, "Don't worry. I heard worse." Okay, fine. Horrible. Never been the same. So now the horror stories go. So I have an appointment with a gastroenterologist or whatever the hell he is. He's even worse. So he's going, so the urologist went to see if you have prostate cancer. So the gas guy is going to see if you have colon cancer. All this cancer. Never met him before. You can look him up, please. His name is Mello, Dr. Mello. And he was. I wait in the waiting room. I go in there, and he goes, hi. It was like Mr. Rogers, I swear to God. Hello, Mr. Jackson. Hello, Doc. Well, let's see what would be a problem. Blah, blah, blah. Small talk, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to bypass all the other stuff. Other stuff? Wait a minute. Maybe I need some stuff. Nah, you don't need no stuff. You seem pretty healthy. No, I want stuff. We're going to bypass that. Okay. We're going to go right ahead and go give you a colonoscopy. I go, a colonoscopy? We're going to go right in to give you a colonoscopy. What's a... I go, oh, okay, I wanted one of those. Yes. True story, King. I am not kidding. I told Ellen this, too. So I'm there. I didn't even know Dr. Mello, but he seemed like a nice guy. And he goes, let me show you what we're going to do. Doc, yeah. I have an idea. No. I'm going to show you what we're going to do. I'm going to bring out my friend. This is King. Swear. True. I go, your friend, I'm thinking his receptionist, whatever. He brings out this doll. And this doll looks weird. It's like Chucky's cousin. It was an old doll, had little eyes that spin around, hardly any hair. It was just filthy doll. And I go, Doc. He goes, I'm just going to show you. I go, Doc, this is freaking me out. Just relax. He gets the doll, and he pulls down the doll's pants. I go, this is not right. You know what I mean? My head. King, it's in my head. This is not, what am I at Michael Jackson's house? What's going on here? You know, this is not right. I'm getting uncomfortable. And he pulls down the doll's pants, and the doll has a big-ass butthole. I'm going, damn. I go, uh-uh. He goes, here's what we're going to do to you. I go, oh, God. We're going to get a camera, and we're going to put it up there. And he had a pin. And he put the pin up the doll's butt. Now, this is not making me feel good. First of all, I'm looking like I'm witnessing a crime here. You know, I don't want to be poor. What is this, a priest? Are we in Catholic school? What the hell? I'm witnessing a crime. And he's going in and out of the little doll's butthole and saying, it's a camera and we're going to turn it. I go, okay, stop. I go, Doc, it's freaking me out. He goes, does the doll bother you? Yeah, it does. Okay. Well, I'm going to show you another. I go, don't show me anything else. I'm going to show you another model, and it showed me a model of the butt and what the camera does and everything. I go, oh, God. Okay, when is this going to happen? So that happens next week. I go, okay. Don't worry, you're going to be out. I go, okay. And what was really uncomfortable was like, you go see the receptionist, go see the receptionist. And the receptionist says, and she's hot. She's really hot. I could only see her eyes and everything. It's like, ooh, you know, look at those eyes. And so she goes, I will be there in the operation. I go, what? I go, you're going to see my buttocks? He goes, yeah, I'm going to be there, and I'm an assistant doctor. And it's like, so how do you feel? I go, I don't want no small talk with you. You know what I mean? I want to keep this not personal thing. I don't want to have you as my friend looking into my colon. She goes, and so I'm leaving, and the doctor goes, well, make sure when you come into the operating room, whatever, make sure that you don't have a fever, you have no cough. And he goes, oh, and by the way, do you have any acute diarrhea? I go, no, my diarrhea is not acute. It's amazing, and it's beautiful. And he looked at me, and he goes, we're going to have a problem with you, aren't we? I go, no. He goes, okay. Very serious. I'm not going to mess with this doctor. So that's Doctor, I shouldn't mention his name on the air, but he's a really nice guy.
I wouldn't be messing with that doctor because he could stick shit up your ass.
He was, and he had no problem with that doll. Look, this is a crime, Doc. This is a crime. No. Wait, get that out and get your finger out of that baby. I'm not used to this. Oh, man. That's what it is to be healthy. That's what it is. You know, and it's, but I'm not, so I'm getting work done. I'm not going to try to tell you what the work, I have, I got some things I got to do. So I went to a dermatologist, and she's not much better. I even forgot her name, Dr. Goody or something like that. I thought I was going to go in and get a consultation. Oh, how are you doing? Hey, nice doc. She's a dermatologist. I go, I want this and this. Oh, I see what's going on. I go, what? And she goes, I'll be right back. This has really happened. And I go, okay. She comes back with this, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like, I can only describe, oh, sorry, kids. yeah, let me, yeah, let me, let's get the Brian house, the house that cusses. I could only describe it as some spray that she put on my face, and it almost burnt my face off. And she goes, there it is. I go, fuck, my whole face, whole side of my face, I felt like it was 3 degrees of burnt. And she goes, you'll be fine. I go, she goes, do you want to see me again? I go, well, I do want to touch this up and this up. Oh, don't worry about it. I want you to come back in 3 weeks, and what we're going to do is we're going to electrocute those things. I go, what? Isn't there a medical term? Yeah, electrocute those things. We're going to electrify it. Okay. I look forward to you destroying my face, doc. Okay. So that's my thing with the doctor. Okay, we go on. So anyway, 31 gifts you should never give. Oh, Ellen's here. So, you know, what we do when Ellen's here and her voice is not right is that we like to sing every year, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Now, with Ellen's beautiful voice, Ellen, let me hear that beautiful voice. Ellen. Ellen's not cooperating.
I am not singing because my voice is, no, I am not singing.
Ellen, we do this as tradition. You, the kids, everybody's waiting for this every year. We
it
have to sing
tradition.
This song.
It is not tradition. No.
It is tradition.
I am not
listen,
singing.
You, my didn't voice. We do this, we did this last year. And we do it every year. Yes, we did.
We didn't.
We did Baby, It's Cold Outside.
No, we did not.
Oh, my God. You're going to break tradition? You're singing. Listen, woman. You're going to sing and you're going to sing good. You're going to break tradition, Ellen.
I'm sorry. My throat is hurting.
Nobody cares.
God.
I don't know. Leave me alone. It's Christmas.
You know what?
You're going to sing it if you like it or not.
You know what? Now I hope that camera gets stuck on the track.
I'm going to share the pictures. Look. Look at my profile pic. He looks like an asshole. I know. He finally looks how he sounds on the radio. He's an asshole. All right. Ellen will not sing with me, so I have to karaoke it to sing because I cannot break our tradition. Ellen, you know it's our tradition for 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's other times I was not sick.
Do you want me to go solo on this one then?
Yes, go solo.
Okay, I haven't warmed up. We'll get it over with. I haven't even warmed up. Let me hear it. I like the Dean Martin version. Let me hear. Let me see if I can get it.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been
over
and you drop
so
in.
Very nice. My mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't
maybe just a half a drink more.
Put the record on while I
the neighbors might say,
it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
like
to
like
break
that.
This spell.
I'll take your hat and your hair.
Cut. Somebody's a little off. It's that woman again. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get a little sippy. Let me put a little brandy in my little eggnog. Ellen, I'm doing this solo without you, and it's messing me up. All right. Take it from the top. Let's go viral with this. Here we go.
Gotta go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been
so very nice.
I'll hold your hand, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and
hurt?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put the record on while I
the neighbors might
say. Bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
like
to
like
break
that.
This spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair, look
I ought to say no,
mind
sir.
If I'm moving.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold on.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Whoa! Almost hurt my balls. Look at me tap that. Woo! Ready, set, yeah.
I simply must go. The answer is no. Welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh,
my brother will be there at the door. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Well, maybe just a cigarette more. I've got to get home. Say, lend me a comb. You've really been grand. But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there will be plenty implied. I really can't say.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
There you go. You know what? You can get that on iTunes. That's it. Look at me go. Look at him downloading as we speak. Thousands and thousands of downloads.
I like
me.
You,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I,
you. Thank you. And I do have one for the kids, because the kids are out there. It's Christmas. And, you know, kids are good. Ellen, are you going to have your kids at home? Yes, she is. This is where Ellen is not listening to the show anymore. Ellen.
I am listening to the show. There's noise going on outside, and I'm trying to mute myself.
You know what I'm going to do? This song is for you, Ellen, okay? This is for you. Every word of it is for you. Here. You know what I mean? No. It's my gift to you on Christmas, and this is your song. Before we get to the main story, here we go.
You know, they say Christmas is a time for giving. At least that's what the good book says. And in our house every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday. Grandma dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August. She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace. In the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree you ever saw in your life. This year we really outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I are getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000 apiece. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dogs barking.
Come, Rex! Come, Rex!
There was Jim the mailman in his old Santa cap coming up the walk, teasing the dogs as usual and holding the package. Well, he handed over and he says, Pappy, looks like you got an overnight package from your daughter. Well, Ma tore it open, and to both our horrors, we unwrapped the fruitcake with a note that read,
Aloha, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap fare on the internet and went to Hawaii. Hold on to our gifts till after the first of the year. Love, Princess.
Well, Ma's heart was broken, and I felt a lump in my throat as I thought to myself,
you ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Trash
up the church, you can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit. No, you ain't getting shit.
Hey, you ain't getting shit for me and Ma. Yeah, how do you like that? Hasn't had a drink in 20 years, and I've been off the sauce myself for a while now, and heck, if there was ever an excuse to start drinking again, who in tarnation could that be? Junior and his family? It was some delivery fella standing there holding what looked like a fruitcake tin with a card attached.
Bob, the company's condo's free this week. You know how much Pumpkin and I love Hilton Head. Please forward our gifts to this address.
Hey, Ma, save some of that for me! Well, Ma took a conniption, and things turned real ugly. She started breaking things and hurled the turkey and those two fruitcakes right through the front window the whole time she was yelling.
How's that? Yeah.
Woo, God.
Yeah. What do you mean, my God? I thought it was a beautiful song to you. You don't appreciate my talent.
Yeah,
and my
okay.
Love. And now, like all parents, because I thought the same thing, I'm going to end this beautiful Christmas melody. Christmas is here. You know what I mean? Are you prepared? I mean, holy shit, it's Christmas.
And yeah. Everybody thought that 2021 was going to be better than 2020.
I know. Oh, man. I predicted it. Remember I said that it won't be till, well, nobody listens to me. I said it won't be till like 22 before we... This shit is going to be here. In fact, I got my booster yesterday. I got my booster. When did I get it, Ellen?
A couple of days ago, huh?
Right. It's like the third day. Wow.
Okay. Hi, Miss Ellen.
Hey.
The kids.
And you were playing that song, you old Grinch.
Oh, really? She wants the Barbie house that cusses. So sweet.
She wants the Barbie house that cusses? What
yes,
house is that? I've never heard
I don't know. I think it's the projects. I don't know what's going on there.
It's the ghetto version of Barbie.
Yeah. Who is it?
I don't have a Barbie dollhouse that cusses. I saw it on YouTube.
You know
what? Your daddy better throw that house out because that house is possessed. The devil took it over.
Tell the kids.
No, I didn't. I don't have a playhouse. I'm saying that I saw a video where a little girl, she was playing with her playhouse, and it said cuss words to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad house. That's a bad playhouse. Very bad. The
and
thing that they're giving little kids.
The playhouse said go to your the playhouse said go to your room. And she hurried up and ran and went to bed. But she couldn't fall asleep.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
The Washington house took over.
Well, just for you, I'm going to play a little bedtime story that all little children should hear. It's by Samuel Jackson. Go to beep to sleep.
Oh, God.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, God.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I love the kids. Oh, Samuel Jackson. Hey, kids, I got a Christmas song for you. Here it is. It's from your good old pal, Mr. Brian. Here you go. It's a nice Christmas song. Here you go.
Hey, man, did you hear that?
Hey, everybody, Santa's here.
Oh, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is.
Who, man?
He's here.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Red Peter.
Come on, you swinging hamsters. Get over here.
Right.
We're going to sing us a happy Christmas song.
Oh, no.
Not another corny, stupid song.
Yeah, no way.
Get over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck.
Hey,
so wrap your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me. Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh, boy.
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business. He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
It's a holiday. Go on and give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheet, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my parts.
Me too.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggnog.
Is that necessary?
Camped out in the bathroom for an hour or two, squashing off a Yule log.
God free!
We want your kids and meet all over the house, but we married our own business.
Oh,
here
we
go,
something and with us a gift wrap too. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year. Up the chimney, he'll disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster delivery here
and there. Roast nuts chasing on an open fire. Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob. What? His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand. What? The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy
shit, it's Christmas.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Holy
shit.
Time for the kitties. What do you think, Helen? For the kitties? Yeah. Well, time for the news, and we'll get back to our main story. You know, they're still talking about JonBenet. You guys remember JonBenet?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, if you guys didn't know, it's a little girl, beauty pageant. I don't know. How old do you think JonBenet was? 7, maybe? I don't know. Apparently,
Let's see. Yeah, yesterday they were talking about, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of her death. And if she was alive today, she'd be 31 years old.
Right. Well,
so she was only
cute girl, too. Now, they found her in the basement. Now, I'm trying to think. Forget all the other crap you get confused with. If somebody kidnapped her and they left a note saying she's being kidnapped, she was in the basement. Why would you leave a note that I'm kidnapping you and I have you at the basement? And second of all, how did they know where the basement was? And why would they keep the girl in the basement and kill her in the basement? If you killed her in the house, you would kind of drag her in. None of it makes sense. That's why they pointed to the kid. They cleared her, the mother, and everybody accused her of killing her own daughter. It was horrible. She died of cancer, but she was cleared by DNA. The DNA was found that it was from somebody outside the family. So after 25 years, the Boulder police looked to a new technology to crack JonBenet Ramsey case. Horrible. Just horrible. And that's it. You know, I don't know if they're going to ever find who. Yeah.
So they have to find who did it somehow, because you cannot, unless, you know, I mean, and even then, CIA cannot scrub you completely gone. They have to find somebody who did it.
It's been 25 years. A person could be dead, probably, you know.
Well, you know what? If that person's dead, then good. At least that family will get closure on who killed their daughter.
I don't know if he still alive? I know she's dead.
Who,
I don't know if he's still.
The father?
The husband.
Yeah, the father's still alive. Yeah, the father's still alive.
Did they divorce? Did they divorce, if I remember
right?
Yeah,
they divorced. Yeah, they divorced.
Wow. It says here, police have also analyzed 1,000 DNA samples, a tool for law enforcement that led to arrest and conviction of cold cases in Colorado. DNA evidence helped authorities track down a suspect in the notorious Hammer killings. Uh-oh.
How many times have you been killed?
I don't know. I must have went on a spree. Must have been that hazy days. Somebody gave me some bad shit.
No,
there is
the
a Hammer
killing. How many times have you been killed?
I don't know. Apparently, it says here, state law change helped link divorce. Wait a minute. Oh, now they changed on me. I can't even. They want me to get an email so I can read the rest of the column. Well, anyways, the Hammer killings. JonBenet Ramsey's brother, CBS, settled for $750 million. I guess JonBenet Ramsey's brother sued CBS, and they settled for $750 million. Yeah. She was 6 years old at the time. I was looking at, you know, I have I have Netflix and Prime, Amazon Prime, and they have what's on there right now. It's really interesting. It's Lucy. They're called the Ricardos, and a story about Lucy and Ricky and Ethel Mertz and all. You know, Lucy Ricardo, the behind the scenes. Man,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
It was horrible shit.
It's called the Ricardos.
Yeah, have you seen it? I think it's captivating. No, it was weird. It's really good. I recommend it. And it was an independent film, too. I really recommend it. It was really good. That Lucy was something else. She was a...
It was horrible.
Huh? It was horrible. But it was good. It was good, horrible.
Okay. Well, how can it be horrible and good at the same time?
Well, it was horrible that they went through, but the documentary was good how they portrayed it.
Oh,
how's that?
Okay.
All right. It's going to be a short show today because Ellen has diarrhea.
I don't have diarrhea. Did you hear the other big story?
What?
One of our shows, Brian, The Equalizer. Did you hear the story about Christopher Nope?
No, what happened?
they fired him off of Equalizer because of all those gold-digging whores that decided to come out and say that he sexually assaulted them.
What? He's one of the guys I know. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What's his name again? I'm going to see the case.
Christopher No. N-O-T-H.
You know what, Ellen? We should make a live call since we're on air. We haven't done it in a year. Should we make a Jesus call?
No, Brian, I'm serious.
It's
so bad with him that the people who were, they even dropped him from his tequila.
Is he the same guy who plays Mr. Big? Let me see.
On Sex and the City? Yeah.
Is he the same guy?
Yep.
Well, you want to hear my sister's name is Char. She goes by Char. Okay. And it was her birthday. Her birthday was the first. And he sent a birthday wish to her. You want to hear it? He sent a birthday wish to her. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Let me see. Was he the one of the thing with the Peloton? Like he had a heart attack in the Peloton, Sex in the City. Was that the same guy we're talking about?
Yeah, he died.
And a big controversy.
He died in the very first scene of Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So my sister. Let's see if I have it. Okay. So this is him. So apparently the same guy, okay? So it was my sister's birthday the first. So he sent, Mr. Big sent a birthday greeting. And here it is on my phone. She sent it to me. I hope you can hear it. Let's see if you can hear it. Okay, can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is he sent my sister. There you go. My sister is Charlene, but she goes by Char. Okay, I'm trying to. You know, one thing about this iPhone is that when I hit it, it does.
Charlene.
Okay, here it is.
Charlene, didn't you see the Peloton commercial? I'm okay. I'm well. I'm around. I'm riding that bike. How are you, hon? Congratulations on your birthday, December 1st, 61. Great age.
Okay. No, you got the age wrong, but it's all right.
I want you to have a great, merry, beautiful Christmas, as long as you have a birthday nearby, you should have a double party. And I got this from Giancarlo, who I don't know if he's your boyfriend. Oh, no, it's your boyfriend. It's your son. I'm so sorry. Giancarlo, your son got in touch with me, Charlene. So you're 61.
No, you're not. She's 51. Okay, so he messed up. But isn't that something?
That's cool.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome. Oh,
yeah.
That's
real
awesome.
So, wait, it goes more. Let's see if I can...
Charlene.
Okay.
Charlene, didn't you see the Peloton commercial? I'm okay. I'm well. I'm around. I'm riding that bike. How are you, hon? Congratulations on your birthday, December 1st.
Okay, here we go right here. So let me tell you behind the scenes of this. I'll tell you this. Okay, stop it. Shut up. Get off my phone. Shut up. Shut up, you. Okay. So let me tell you the story behind that. So you guys recognize his voice, and it went on and on. You know what I mean? It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So how that happened, so he's Mr. Big on Sex in the City. Okay? And he's on Equalizer, whatever. Okay? Now, how that happened was I didn't say much, I directed one episode of Sex in the City. I went to New York, and I directed one episode. It's on my credits. How's that? Hello?
That's cool.
Thank you. So when I directed
no, I
it, we had a cast. Yeah, we had a cast party. And I told him, Chris, I told him that my sister's a big fan of yours. This was way back in 10, 15 years. And he sent her a hello on a set. And they became friends. So it's through me directing just one episode. There you go. And I got proof right here. Thank you. Nobody cares.
It's cool.
Nobody gives a flying fuck.
My sister. That's me.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to hell.
No, but you know what? Okay, I think that's really shitty what they're doing to him now.
Okay, let me look at it. So I'm just, I don't know what it's going. Christopher Nolan, isn't it?
Nah.
Isn't it Christopher Nolan?
No.
Huh?
N-O-T-A. Christopher No.
N-O. Oh, Christopher Noth. I should have known that. Okay. Let me sign out what's going on here. Chris Noth, ex-Beverly Johnson. Oh, he was with Beverly Johnson. Wow. You guys remember Beverly Johnson? Beverly Johnson is a beautiful black actress. I think she was a model first. I think Beverly Johnson was a model first. Very beautiful. And she was with him. And here's the headline. Chris Noth, ex-Beverly Johnson, once claimed he threatened to kill her. All right, well, maybe she's a bitch. I'm still on his side until I find out what's going on. You know, it was a misunderstanding. I don't know how you got the knife in your back. And then here's the story. Chris ex-girlfriend Beverly Johnson. It's always the Johnson girls, right? Johnson girls, the Johnson ladies, the Johnsons, always starting trouble in the world. Run away from the Johnsons. Keeping up with the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ellen Johnson. Anyway. Beverly Johnson once filed to get a restraining order against the actor, claiming he punched her in the chest and the ribs. Well, I mean, that might be so hasty. What do you mean by punched? You know what I mean? It could be, you know, a little shove. It could be a hug that hurt too much. I don't know. Let's go further. In the chest and the ribs. Well, you know. And allegedly made repeated threats to kill her. You know, sometimes people take things out of context. Maybe he said it in a nice way, like, hey, baby, I'm going to kill you, girl. You know what I mean? That's not a threat.
Oh, my God.
Some people are so sensitive.
Some people are
with
so
a court document. I know. Ellen, if I said that I'm going to kill you, would you take me seriously? No. In fact, I say that almost every day.
Really?
Yeah, I know, really. You do. You, I'm going to kill you. Really? Seriously. You don't scare me, big boy. You don't scare me. Remember, I was raised in Beverly Hood. Duggan, Beverly Hood. Gang name is Waffles. Don't mess with Waffles. And if you want to know who I am, how popular I am, you go to Waffles House in Beverly Hood, and you know I've been there. Beverly Hood. Mess with Waffles. Take you down with it. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I remember the children.
Remember the children.
Right now.
I know, the kids are going, I ain't afraid of no beep. Okay. Court documents obtained by Page Six revealed that Johnson, who dated the embattled actor from 1990 to 1995, filed the temporary restraining order in Los Angeles court, requesting him to stay 500 yards away from her daughter and the dog. Damn, the dog even filed a restraining order. Damn, Beverly Hills is rough. Can you imagine? From her daughter and their dog. Can you imagine the dog appearing in Beverly Hills court? I mean, it's tough. Hey, Scruffy. Would you mind sitting and taking a mic? Scruffy. It says here that you're filing a petition for a restraining order. I see. Well, can you give me the reason why? Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't feel too good around him and he scares you. Okay, granted. You may step down. There you go. And that was on the documents right there from the dog. You can see it in the document. Scruffy. Can you imagine 500 feet away from your dog? All right, that's enough, puppy. Well, shit, restraining order. That's pretty bad if your dog got a lawyer. Only in Beverly Hills. you got three black people there with a public, what kind of public defender? And you got Scruffy bringing in his three lawyers with briefcases and everything. They walk past you and you got a public defender. Damn! He's licking his balls on the thing. Scruffy. Thank you, Ellen. So Chris Naught, N-O-T-H. That is the most, that is the nastiest sound you ever want to hear. You know, I had my dog, and he was a good dog, but when they start enjoying their nuts, you hurt your mouth. It's like, puppy. My dog tried to lick his own butt. Turn around in a circle many times. Goes, you are just one freak ass dog that I need to get rid of.
But they do that because they're bored.
Yeah. Ruff, ruff. Can you do that? No. Look, Mr. Brian, I'm licking my penis. Can you do that? If I did that, I wouldn't need Sandy. Okay, here we go. He punched me in the chest and the ribs, injuring my ribs, making it difficult to breathe, punching and bruising my face and body in which I had to have medical attention. The model alleges in the docs on July 27, 1995. He made repeated threats on my life, making up to 25 calls per day, threatening to kill me and destroy my face, threatening to kill the dog. Johnson's now 69. Now, when was the last time that you did a 69 with a Johnson? <I
can't remember.
laughs> Oh, God. My Johnson. Thank you. Thank you, Kiki. Thank you. It says here, Johnson, she's 69, also asked the judge to order Noth, who was recently accused of sexual assault by three women, to make no calls to others with threats against me, restraining him from slandering my character and good name. The judge approved the temporary restraining order on October 3rd, 1995. The order was modified into a mutual restraining order. Neither party shall make any derogatory statements about the other one. Blah, 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 blah. Now let's get to the new one. Maybe a good couple. Recently accused of sexual assault. And here it is. SAT, Sex and the City. I guess SATC means Sex at the City. Star Chris Naught accused of sexually assaulting two women. Let's look a little further. Actor Chris Naught, who starred... Is that why they killed him with the Politan, you think? Because he got so many of these complaints and that's why they killed him off? Anyway, actor Chris Naught, who stars as Mr. Big on Sex and the City, has been accused by two women of sexual assault, according to a new report that comes just days before the release of the HBO show, much-awaited spinoff. The 67-year-old TV legend allegedly preyed upon two star-struck young women. Well, who else are you going to prey upon? That's silly. Of course you're going to prey upon them. Stalkers.
What's going on?
Well, let's see what he did. One in 2004 and the other 2015, after luring them to private areas where he forced himself on them. So say you. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he had a dizzy spell and then he fell down and his pants had to be down and your mouth was open and by sheer chance it popped in. Can happen. Happened to me.
Oh, they're not even mentioning the one. What's her name? Kristen Lister, whatever her name is, from 1996 when she made an appearance on Law and Order.
Oh. Was he on Law and Order, too?
Yeah, he was on Law and Order.
Wow. Well, it says whose character was killed off for the first episode, and just like that, is alleged to have been so rough with one woman that he made her bleed and left her needing hospital treatment. The other woman said she was totally violated. You know what that means? Anal. When a woman says that she was violated, anal. And listen, I had that exam. And I will never make fun of that again. And I was violated, and my muscles are never the same. I'm just all loose and everything. I have to wear brown pants now. I mean, I don't know what he popped, but he messed with my muscles. So I'm all in sexy brown underwear. Hello. Are you tired of going to the bathroom? It really did it to me. Totally violated, but didn't report it until after he called and left her a message trying to minimize what happened. I'm sorry that I hit you in the poop chute. The actor who is beloved by millions of women for playing the love interest to Sarah Jessica Parker has categorically denied the claims. But the woman who claims to have been attacked in 2004, identified only as Zoe by THR, that North left her feeling brutalized. Okay. It was very painful, and I yelled out, stop! You know this is anal. It cannot be anything else but anal. I've heard those words many times, and that's usually from me when the girl tried to put her finger up my boop, boop. Beep, 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 beep. Honk. Beep. Stop! We called the woman who said she was prompted to speak out after all the hype around the HBO series, and he didn't. I said, can you at least get a condom? And he laughed at me. So let's play this scene. So I'm pulling down. So I'm going to play the scene as it played out here. So I'm there in the back, and it's like, you know, I'm just going to take this out. And oof, ah! Sorry, wrong hole. But just a second. Get it out. Get it out. Easy. I don't have to get all upset about it. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Ow. 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 And then she says, can you at least get a condom? And then he laughed at me. I mean, he was like, you think it was that kind of laugh? Hey, condom. Oh, forget about it. What do you think, like that? And he laughed at me. Ellen, if you had somebody do that, and they laughed at you, and they go, "Can't stop it! You're hurting me! Get it out!" Get out of there, Santa! I only come once a year, and I'm gonna make sure I do it. All right, that's not a joke. Can you at least get a condom? And he laughed at me. So says she was just 22 when she met that 49-year-old North while working as an assistant at a talent agency in 2004. North had gotten hold of her phone number and struck up a flirtation. There was peak sex in the city. Zoe's former boss at the time said he was like a god to us. Zoe alleged that in August 2004, she took her best friend to soak up the sun at a pool at Northwest Hollywood apartment complex, but things took a turn when he asked her to bring a book upstairs to him. Ah, oh, isn't that nice? A book. She alleged that when She got upstairs. He started to kiss her. She tried to get away. See, here's where it gets a little funny. He was a god to her. He was at his house, in his swimming pool. He asked her to come upstairs to bring a book. And then she goes, oh, he tried to kiss me and I tried to run away. Come on. Here's where it gets a little, come on. This gets a little stupid here. When these women tried to be so innocent on the stand, oh, I just went out to get a book. Well, what was the book? And then I came up there and he tried to kiss me. Oh, my God. And I ran. You little whore. Come on. Does anybody believe this? I don't.
No, I don't.
I mean,
I don't believe this shit.
I mean, what are you at his house for? You know damn well what's going on here. So it was painful experience made worse by North mocking her for requesting a condom. When it was over, she said, I realized there was blood on my shirt. What, on your shirt? Huh. Okay. I got out of there. And this is her getting out of the house after this incident. So she ran downstairs and all you heard was... Sorry, such a child. Goodbye. All right. Thank you. Her best friend, who was visiting from college, allegedly told her, "You're scaring me." That friend, now a child psychiatrist in Boston, told THR that she took Zoe to the hospital. She wouldn't talk. She wouldn't make eye contact. When we got into the car, I started pressing her. "You have to tell me what happened. Something's wrong. I don't remember the words she said, but I'm taking you to the hospital." "You don't remember the words you said. Your friend's upset. You're a psychiatrist. You're not a psychiatrist, but you're studying psychiatry. She's in her car. You see that she's upset. She said something, but I conveniently did not remember the words she said, right?" I understand. Something like, "I don't want to talk about it," or something like, "I gave him my ass and he mistreated it," or something like, "That lube is cold." I don't know. There has to be something going on there. The friends went to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. Zoe told the staff that she had been assaulted. "I had stitches." Damn! Two police officers came, but she didn't.
Brian, you never got to the one. Okay, Zoe Lister Jones accuses Chris Noth of misconduct on Law and Order set. That's the
really?
One that happened in 1996.
Okay.
And she's just now coming out with this shit.
Let me see. 1996, so they pile on, right? Another woman known as Lily told THR that she met North when she was 25 while working as a server in the VIP section of the now New York nightclub number 8, and he was already married to Tara Wilson, whom we met, and Lily said that she was starstruck. "He was hitting on me for sure. I was flattered. I knew he was married, which is shameful of me to admit." Then, this is 60, he's at 60 now. "He got her number and asked her out. I was like, that's crazy. Mr. Big is asking me out for dinner," she recalled. "He asked her to meet him in Cantanori, which, as a fan of the show, Lily knew had been the setting for the ASTC episode."
Sorry, 2005.
Okay, I'm going to have you read that one. I'm going to have you read it. "By the time Lily arrived, the kitchen had closed, and they drank wine at the bar as she sat. That North started talking about not wanting to appear in the third SATC movie, Sex in the City movie, at the city. He then allegedly asked her to go back to his village apartment to sample his whiskey. I was not super sexually active, not wild and crazy." But you know he's a married man. You know you went out with him. You know that he was a married man. So what do you think he was going to talk to you about? The stock has changed? So here's where the women, I'm going to let you read your story, but here's where the women's become a victim, right? So she knows he's married. She goes to the bar with him. And then she goes home with him. But let's see where she becomes a victim. It sounds so stupid, Lily. We're going to drink some whiskey and talk about his acting career. It sounds so stupid. She added, he tried to make out with me. Okay, bitch. See, now, this is, King, this is what we got to watch out for. I invite you, you're flirting with me. You know I'm married. You decide to come. I tell you to meet me somewhere. You go there. It was an empty bar. We decide to have some drinks. Then I tell you to come to my apartment. And you say yes. And we had drinks. And then later she says, he tried to make out with me. What do you think he's going to do with you? I mean, are all these women that stupid? I mean, help me out, Ellen.
All the women in California must be that stupid and that dense.
Are they that stupid? They're not that stupid. They're trying to make themselves.
They must be. You know, either
really?
That, you know, or they're, no. You know what? They're cunningly shrewd, knowing what they're doing. They're setting all these people up. And it's
right.
Not just men. It's women that get set up, too. Okay?
Right.
They're setting these people up to take a major fall. Now Christopher Knowles has nothing. He lost his tequila brand. Nobody
did he really?
To do, yes, because of all of this shit, whoever's supposed to be making his tequila, they dropped him. He no longer is on Equalizer. He can't get a job anywhere because of all these little gold-digging whore bitches.
Because I'm going to have you read your story, too, in a minute. I just want to finish this up. But you see how these women turn victim, although he tried to make out with me? What do you think he's going to do, just giving you the good life? And you're right, Ellen. It says, I just want to finish. This is getting me... He tried to make out with me. I cautiously entertained it. How do you cautiously entertain somebody trying to make out with you? You giggle and you laugh. You push them back. Oh, you kiss them on the lips of a little. How do you cautiously entertain it?
Look.
And
okay.
Then she said, yeah.
These stupid bitches, these ditzy little whores. You know, if you don't want the shit, why did you even go to his apartment in the first place? Why did you even meet him for
right.
drinks? You know?
Right.
So you put yourself in that situation.
I agree. And then all of a sudden you want to become a victim and tell the story, right?
Yeah.
And she said this.
Hold on to it for 16 years or longer.
Exactly. And then she says, and the next thing you knew, he pulled down his pants. And he was standing in front of me. He thrust his penis into my mouth. Now, I'm looking at the mechanics of this. I'm standing up. And if she's standing up, how do I get my penis in her mouth? Or if she's sitting down on a sofa, and he said he would still have to stand up, take the mechanics to pull down his pants, pull down his zipper, take away his under, and move close to her. Like, you see the penis coming. It's like a penis train. Choo, 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 choo. But all of a sudden, next thing you know, the penis is in my mouth. What do you mean the next thing you know the penis is in your mouth? Did you bite on the penis? Did you bite? Let's see what happens when the penis is in your mouth. Well, it says, he's older and look older. He kept trying and trying and trying. And I should have said no more firmly and left. And the next thing I knew, he pulled down his pants and he was standing in front of me. Okay, so now he's standing in front of her. He thrust his penis into my mouth. Now, you know, there's a lot of face before you get to the mouth. You know what I mean? I mean, you could hit her in the eye, the forehead, the nose, whatever. It's just right to the mouth. And the mouth could be closed. If your mouth is closed and the penis, it's going to be some hurting going on. Why is your mouth open? Did he do this when you're talking? Well, you how did that happen? Why don't you just shut your lips and like, ow. Next thing you know, it's in his mouth, in her mouth. Really? Okay.
Somebody did that shit to me, too.
Right.
You're going to be pulling back a tub.
Exactly. It would not accidentally hit you in the mouth. It's like, okay, I'm dressing. You see what I'm doing? It's like, all right, Ellen, choo-choo. And I don't know. Brian came over, and next thing you know, it landed in my mouth. Well, did you try to bite it? No. Did you lick it? I don't want to seem rude. I mean, come on. What do you mean the next thing you know it's in your mouth? Shut up. He thrust his penis into her mouth, she claimed. Lily says she brought it up that he was married with children at the time. He had just one son, Orion, with Wilson. He said, marriage is a sham. Monogamy is not real. She alleged that before she knew it again. I mean, is she even on this planet? Because this woman is crazy. I mean, before she knew it, first of all, before she knew it, she had a penis in her mouth. And then she said it again. Before she knew it, I mean, when are you going to start knowing shit? When are you going to, I don't know. Before I knew it. Because I don't know shit. Well, did you know he's going to do it? No! Before I knew it, the next thing you know, that's what she said. She says the next thing you know, she alleged that before she knew it, he was having sex with me from the back in a chair. Oh, her face must have been in a chair and her butt up in the air. Before she knew it, hey, how do I get in this position? Oh, my God, I'm just realizing I'm bent over, my face is in a chair, and his penis is up my butt. Woo, before I knew it, I didn't know this. Come on, really? Really? We were in front of a mirror. Oh, they were in front of a mirror. Of course. Of course.
Like
before
said,
she knew it.
There must be some dense-ass women, blonde-ass
exactly.
Women in California.
Right. So before I knew it, I looked up and it was a couple just like us, and she was having a hard time too. Oh, it's me. It's Amir. Oh, shit. Before I knew it, that girl looked as scared as I did. Come on. Before I knew it. And we happen to have a mirror in front of us. He was having sex with me from the back in a chair. We were in front of the mirror. I was kind of crying as it happened. When it was over, she said, I went to the bathroom and put up my skirt. I was feeling awful, totally violated. All of my dreams with this star I loved for years were gone. Her friend Alex said she called him hysterical from an Uber. Her friend Alex said that she called him hysterical from an Uber and told her that Noth had pretty forcibly had sex with her. Alex said that they should call the police, but Lily refused. Forcibly. But here we go. Alex says, well, let me call the police. Philly goes, no, that's not. Lily says she doesn't remember making the call. She doesn't remember anything, because before she knew it, somebody should tell her, because before she knew it, how do you like to have that girl over and going, hey, who's coming over? Hey, Ellen, I got this chick called before she knew it. You know her name? No. It's why you call her before she knew it? You'll find out. Next thing you know, she's talking to Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Uh-oh. As I was talking to Ellen, before I knew it, he was in back of me going, say hello to my little friend. Before I knew it. By the next day, Alex said Lily has started trying to minimize the incident. She said, I'm overreacting, just forget it. But Alex says she listened to the voicemail that North had left on Lily's phone. It was, hey, hope you didn't take anything wrong last night. We had fun. Just want to make sure you didn't take it the wrong way. And it seemed very much. I know I did something bad, but I'm trying to make it seem like it wasn't a big deal. Lily said he left a voicemail saying, I had a nice time and would really appreciate it if you wouldn't talk to your girlfriends, if we could just keep this between you and me. That made her pissed off, and that's why she called. Lily replied, I certainly enjoyed your company. Great conversation. Not to go into specifics over the text message, but I did feel slightly used. slightly used. You're with a married man. You knew you were with the married man. You were alone with the married man, and you had a married penis inside you. And you have the nerve to say you felt used? Come on, right? Perhaps this is a better as a phone call because I – shut up. All right, Ellen, let's take a break because I want to hear yours, and then we'll get to 31 gifts you should never give, okay? So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to play some Christmas music. Do you have a favorite Christmas music? Have yourself a merry little... Tell me what's your favorite Christmas song. Yeah. Wait a minute. Metallica?
Carol of the Bells. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Carol of the Bells. Let me see. Let me see if I have it. I should have it. Can I put it in here? I don't... Carol of the Bells, kiddo?
Yeah.
Okay.
King, have you heard this version?
King left.
Oh.
He's not here
anymore.
Yeah. He'll be back. Remember, he has kids. Here you go. This is Ellen's song, Carol of Bells, of the Bells, by Metallica,
yeah,
right,
Carol
Ellen?
Carol of the Bells. Well, it's,
and we'll be back.
By Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, it is.
With,
oh, yeah.
With Metallica.
Oh, okay. And we'll be right back. 31 gifts you should never, never give. 31 gifts you should never, ever give to a person if you love them. We'll be back with a top story. If you'd like to come into the studio, yeah. If you'd like to come to your studio, I used to give dildos out, little tiny dildos to my friends, my,
oh my
single friends.
Seriously?
Yeah. Every year I used to do that, give them little puppet dildos. All right. Finger dildos, dildos. If you'd like to come into the studio, Ellen's giving, Ellen's talking to me, baby talk. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. Carol of the Bells. And we'll be right back with our main story.
Slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites, a half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're fat full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.
That was wonderful. Good show.
What a cup of unsweetened chocolate. And a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar. And just a pinch of vanilla. Read up the cookie sheet. Cause I hate when my balls kick. Then preheat your oven to 350. And give the spoon a lick. my balls, they're big and saucy and brown. If you ever need a pick, pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them.
Ooh, yeah,
suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell?
Howdy-ho!
It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me, none. As long as I get my rent paid on Friday.
I love your salted chocolate balls, Chef.
Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. Because I got a sneaking suspicion.
How was it, honey?
Oh, man, baby.
Pretty much what I expected.
Baby, you just burned my balls! My balls on fire. How much better? My balls are burning. Give me some water. Put some water on me. My balls are burning. Oh, my goodness. I'm blowing. I'm doing something. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. They're on fire, baby.
Wow.
Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them out, baby.
How about a little more of that good lovin', Chef?
Damn, woman. Well, I just gave you sweet lovin' 5 minutes ago. Are you trying to kill me?
Welcome back to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And my co-host today is Alan Johnson and our morning crew, Mr. King Webb. He'll be in soon. There you go, Ellen. Ellen, so tell me the story. Continue the story in your version, the latest thing that happened with Christopher Knotts.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Zoe Lister-Jones accuses Chris Knotts of misconduct on Law and Order set.
Oh.
Director and actor Zoe Lister-Jones is calling Sex and the City star Chris Knotts a sexual predator.
Wow.
In the wake of a new report that cited two women who accused him of sexual assault, which Knopf has denied. After the Hollywood Reporter published the women's allegations against Knopf on Thursday, Lister-Jones' new girl, Life in Pieces, shared hers. She pegged her statement to her gut reaction to the shocking death of Knopf's character, Mr. Big, in the premiere episode of HBO Max's new Sex and the City revival, and just like that, that was the name of the episode that he died in. Okay, Lister-Jones, 39, says she felt relieved about Mr. Big's fate because couldn't separate the actor from the man. Knopf, she said, capitalized on the fantasy that women believe Mr. Big represented. I hadn't thought of this man for so many years, and yet there was virility to my language that came from somewhere deep and buried, she wrote Thursday on Instagram. The Band-Aid and How It Ends director accused Knopf of being consistently sexually inappropriate with a fellow female producer at a New York nightclub he owned and where Lister-Jones also worked when she was in her 20s. So she worked for him when she was in her 20s. She also accused the 67-year-old star of being drunk on set when she guest starred on Law and Order when he returned to the show as a detective after working on Sex and the City. According to IMDb, the two worked together on a 2005 episode of Law and Order Criminal Intent. So that was it. So she's bringing all of this out 16 years later.
Yeah. These are people who want their news. They're publicists. And let me tell you about publicists. They're the worst piece of shit on earth. And they're capitalizing on this guy. And, bad behavior. When you're an actor or a musician, it goes with the territory. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what you're getting into. And if you go to a star's home, you know what you want. And you want the bragging rights to your girlfriend. You know how many girlfriends will brag? I've been with a girl one time who used to brag that she was with Rod Stewart or whatever. And she would tell these tidbits about these people and this and this. And she always came out as the innocent one. But yet when I asked, why did you go to his apartment and why did you do this? And why? It's anybody with half a cent. I'm not saying common sense. I'm asking too much for the human race to have common sense. So I'm saying half a cent.
No, you're asking too much of these women from Hollywood, California to have any common sense whatsoever.
It's just gold digging. It's just gold diggers. And you got to the part where they dropped him from his commercials?
Let's see. Hold on. Let me see if they say anything.
Yeah.
About. Hold on. It doesn't say anything about, you know, but yesterday on Inside Edition, you know, they said that besides being dropped from Equalizer,
he was dropped from Equalizer?
He got fired from Equalizer because of all this shit.
What did he do on Equalizer?
All of this shit, Equalizer dropped him. They don't want to have anything to do with him.
From CBS Equalizer amid sexual allegations? That is just, that's sick. Yeah, you're right. You broke the story. North, who plays a former CIA agent, William Bishop, on his show, appeared in 17 episodes of the show. He was one of the main characters. I liked him. In fact, it was the trailer that they left off where she introduced him to her daughter.
Yeah.
One woman said North raped her in 2004 in Los Angeles apartment. She was 22 at the time and said she received medical treatment. She wasn't raped, and she didn't report rape. She said she downplayed it at all. And said she received medical treatment and counseling following the alleged assault. A second woman in the report said North raped her in 2015 in his apartment. Both women told The Hollywood Reporter that they wanted to come forward after seeing promotions for, and just like that, that was a Peloton commercial, just like that. Or Sex and the City when he had a heart attack. Now, this guy's been on Pfizer. He's been on Sex and the City and everything. And all of a sudden, they come out 20 years ago from 2015. Six years ago.
15 years ago, Zoe Lister-Jones comes out with this shit. Okay, here we go about his tequila. Chris Noss tequila brand sale axed. U.S. drinks from firm Entertainment Arts Research has pulled out of its $12 million deal to buy Amhar tequila amid sexual assault allegations against its majority shareholder, actor Christopher Noss.
Because of all
of this shit, he lost a $12 million deal. No, wait.
Well, see, I hope
$12 million.
Get a lawyer, sue them from defamation, get the money. He won't do it, but it says here, both women told the reporter they wanted to come forward after seeing the promotions for the ad. Noss has denied both allegations and said that the encounters were consensual. You know, I'm going to tell you how ludicrous this is. I'll tell you how ludicrous this is because we're getting too far into the weeds. If you're a well-known actor, you're not going to commit a crime. I'm not even going to go with the rape. Let's say you're not going to burglarize nobody. You're not going to break into anybody's home. You're not going to steal some shit. You're not going to ruin your career. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're well known,
especially now.
And so you certainly are not
going to
rape
off the ground.
Yeah, you're certainly not going to rape nobody. I mean, raping somebody is a horrible crime and can not only destroy your career, but destroy everything. And you think a man is going to wants to destroy a $15 million deal from a tequila company because he's going to rape somebody? He doesn't have to rape no. Okay, you don't like the rough sex? We have all been in this situation. All of us have. Okay, I'll speak about me. Been in a situation where you're in the middle of sex play and you say, let's try this. And they go, what? You go, okay. Okay. Now, I am not going to tell no tales. Now, there's been a time or two. Can you imagine making love to me? You have no idea what I'm going to do. I have no idea. You know what? This is boring. Let's try this. Okay, we won't try. Now, I remember something that I tried. Because I saw it out of a lovely place, and I thought it was a great video, Pornhub. So I decided to try something new with Cindy and spice things up. But I did my problem is I didn't let her know I was going to do it ahead of time. It was just on the whim. You know, that's how I roll. You know what I mean? Spontaneously. You know what I mean? You don't know what you're going to get. So I tried something. She did not like it. And you know what Cindy said? Very calmly. We're never going to do that again, are we? No. Okay. That's it. Then I got a doll.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all she said. That is never going to happen again, is it? No, it's not. Apparently, no. Now, she could have said, you know, we all do, you know, these women, stop it. He denied the allegations and said it was consensual. I believe him. Because nobody's going to sacrifice their career for a piece of ass. You know what I'm trying to say? Nobody's going to destroy themselves with a piece of ass.
Warrant the chance of going to jail.
Right. Right. And destroying your career forever. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So it says here, I don't know for certain why they are servicing now, but I do know this. I did not assault these women. That's what he told the Hollywood Reporter. After those two women came forward, actress Zoe Lister-Jones. Who is Zoe Lister-Jones? Why does she sound familiar? Let me take a look at her. Why does she sound familiar? Because I was a big fan of Law & Order. Let me see. Let me see what she looks like. Okay, let me see here. Oh, really? Ew. Shut up. You know what? She's lucky she's getting the dick. No, no, no. No. Stop it. No way. You know what? This is her bragging rights because there's no, if you took a look at her, she looks like heroin chic. You know what I mean? She got some problems. Girl got problems. She's playing Jane. No way in hell would I sacrifice my career for this. And he knows better. No. No, no, no. I'm with him. So she worked on Law & Order, posted. What was she on Law & Order? I bet you she didn't post it on Instagram about her own alleged encounters with Norm.
2005. It was 2005.
Yeah.
So she waited 16 years to bring this shit out.
Exactly. She said she was in her 20s. She worked at a club that North owned in New York City. While there, she saw him constantly sexually inappropriate with another female. She said in the same year while she was a guest on Law & Order, she said there was an episode during which North was drunk on a set. So what? During my interrogation scene, he had a 22-ounce of beer under the table that he would drink between takes. You know, if you're going to talk about a crime, you're going to also talk about all these things, how bad he was, that he drank beer between takes. Do you know how long you have to wait between takes? Sometimes you have to wait 2 hours for a setup. So what?
Shit, I remember.
She's trying to make him
a
bad guy.
I remember when Aaron and I were on the set, sometimes it would take them 4 or 5 hours between takes.
It would.
Can you imagine trying to keep a child occupied while you're waiting to go back on set?
Exactly. Oh, my God, I remember we're doing, they hired me to do this campaign. And it was children's clothing. I don't work with children, but I needed the money. So it's a cute, she was 5, 6, cutest little girl in her little outfit and everything. And I was just trying to get her to cry. Oh, yeah, that was another thing when I burned her doll up and she started crying. She wouldn't cry. I had to do something, Ellen. Don't you judge me. I was under the gun.
Went to the extreme. You went to the
extreme. Yeah, I burned her,
her
doll on fire.
Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't her real doll. You said you went out and bought a doll that looked just
bought
like
a doll
her.
That looked like. I did not burn her real doll, but she thought it was her doll. And I guess it was horror and trauma that I set it on fire. You just seen the little hair go up in flames and it melted in front of her.
Oh, my God.
Don't blame me. Now, you know what? Can you imagine if they put that shit for me? You know what he did on the set to this little girl? He set his doll on fire.
Yeah, get you for sexual allegations. Well, one of the things that he loved to do was burn dolls.
Exactly.
What kind of freak shit is that?
No kidding, right? God, it looks bad. These are, and then she said, in one take, he got close to me, sniffed my neck, and whispered, "You smell good," she said. I didn't say anything. Why would you say thank you? Why is that an assault?
Oh, my God. You know, people are too overly fucking sensitive. You know, if somebody told me I smell good, you know, first I'd be taken aback. Like, okay, what the hell are you sniffing my neck for? But then I'd turn around and say, okay, thank you, now back off.
Right. And, you know, the move that I would make is not sniff your neck. I would kind of sniff your potty. Your hoo-ha. Okay, you
really?
Smell good. Hey, is that inappropriate? He sniffed my hoo-ha.
Yeah, kind of.
All right,
what
that could be
your freak-ass problem.
Exactly.
You know,
I closed my legs and I broke his nose and we quit shooting for 2 weeks. Stop it. Lunch.
I would not go so far as to call the police and say, oh, he sexually assaulted me.
Right. He sniffed my neck.
You know.
And then he whispered to me,
I'd be telling him, okay, thank you, now back off because I don't know you.
Right. And that's all you have to do. He's not a rapist. And then she says, I didn't say anything. My friend at the club never said anything. It's so rare that we do.
Oh, please. No, it's not rare. No, you hold it in for 20 years or more, and then you wait until they're up and coming and they're at the peak of their career or whatever. And then you decide to say something, you gold digging whore bitch.
Exactly.
I mean, and you know what? And it pisses me off that these women like Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon and whatever, the women from Sex and the City, they're all for this.
Well, they got to come out and say something because of the movie, and nobody cares about
No, they don't. They don't have to come out and say a damn thing. They could say, okay, well, I'm not taking sides on any of this. I'm going to wait and let it play out.
Well, you got a lot of, you got to remember who's the audience of that show. Gays and feminists.
Yeah, but okay, Brian, but did they have to come out and right away say that they're with the women who were accusing him?
Yeah. You got to. There was
I'd be saying,
well,
I'll let it play out.
No, if you want to work again, you have to because, you know, it was a situation that happened.
Please. These women have not been doing anything. This is the first thing they've done in years.
Well, you're saying do they have to, and you got to do. It was I was on a set. It was a friend of mine, and he got accused of something. He was drunk in a dressing room, him and this girl. She was a makeup artist, blah, 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 blah. He got fired off the set, and they interviewed some people because she claimed it was attempted rape. I knew it was not attempted rape because she'd been giving blowjobs to everybody in the whole crew. But then when they ask you, well, what do you feel about it? You have to say, well, it's wrong to be forced to do it. You know what I'm trying to say? You got to say it because you want to work. That's basically it. It's bullshit, but you got to say it. You can't, what are you going to defend the rapist? Well, you know what? He's a good friend of mine. I wasn't there, but I know he wouldn't have raped a bitch. She was a whore.
Yeah,
she
I'd be saying,
what are you
okay.
going to say?
Yeah, I'd be saying, yeah, she's a little whore. She opened
no,
her mouth for everybody on the
that.
Damn set.
You can't do that.
Why not? That's the whole
you would never
problem
work.
With this world today. That's the problem
because
with this world today. Everybody wants to keep things in.
The thing about it is then it looks like not encouraging it, but you're not a champion of women because women are being assaulted all the time and they're going to think that you're cold and it's against
well,
women.
You know what? Maybe
it's
I am cold.
It's a whole thing.
I've seen too many damn gold-digging whore bitches.
I know. You remember, I keep going back to this hour. You remember when I was making an appearance in Louisiana and that woman asked you if she can suck my dick, or she just said, I'll suck his dick. She didn't say dick. She said, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yep. Remember, she says, I'll suck his cock-a-doodle-doo.
Mm-hmm.
You, as a good friend, did not tell me until I left town. You know that blonde over there with the big tits? Yeah. She said she would suck your cock-a-doodle-doo. I go, wow. Celebrity. You ain't nothing until somebody wants to suck your cock-a-doodle-doo. This is awful. Enough of that. Here we go. Six. Here you go, Ellen. Here's the topic, and we get the hell out of here because it's almost Christmas. Should we do another? Come on, Ellen. Let me see. Should we do another Christmas song? I don't have Christmas songs. Top five Christmas songs, Ellen, you think are out there. The top five. Let's see if you win it. Wait a minute. Let me see. Top
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Oh, did you hear that? Brenda Lee and Mariah Carey are vying for the top spot for Christmas Carol. You know, Mariah
people,
Carey's...
people are so over Mariah Carey. People are so sick of Mariah Carey. She's number one, though, by the way. She's number one.
Yeah, she is number one. That's what I'm saying. You know, they may be sick of her, but they still keep downloading her song every year.
They do.
You know, but Brenda...
They do.
Brenda Lee's coming up, too, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I tried to Google the top five Christmas songs, and I can't find them. I can't find them. Here are some of them. The Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby, Christmas Classic. The Little Drummer Boy.
Hmm.
You like Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
You know he was really mean to his kids.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder Mary Crosby killed J.R.
I mean, that was a bad relationship right there, too.
What, Kristen off of Dallas? No wonder she killed J.R. She had daddy issues.
She sure did. What is it? What was the song? What was it? What did I say? Was it the Drummer Boy? What was it?
Yeah, Little Bing. Drummer Boy.
No, what did I say it was? Wait a minute.
You said Little Drummer Boy.
Was it Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah.
All right. Top five Christmas songs of all time. They're not giving me anything here. But Bing Crosby, you said Bing Crosby, I didn't know he sung that. Did he?
I don't know. That's what you said.
I like the David Bowie one, what he did with David Bowie. That was kind of my favorite. But
wow.
Crosby, I liked the little drummer boy with David Bowie. That was my favorite thing. But here's Bing Crosby with drummer boy. Bing Crosby, 1962. Here it is.
I got
yes.
The 10 most popular. No.
Huh?
I found the 10 most popular Christmas carols.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Well, this is giving me like 30 of them or something. Okay, 12 Days of Christmas. Ooh, mine's on there. Carol and the Bells.
Really?
Yeah. Santa Baby.
Oh, really?
Old Tannenbaum. Yeah, Old Tannenbaum. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Good King
Lancelot. Nope.
Up on the Housetop.
Nope. Sucks.
This Christmas. O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Mm.
Winter Wonderland. O Come All Ye Faithful. The 12 Days of Christmas. O Holy Night. Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
The First Noel.
Uh-huh.
Away in a Manger.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. I want
to
wish you
Herald.
A merry... Yeah.
Yeah. Joy to the World. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. White Christmas. Deck the Halls. Jingle Bells, and the number one Christmas carol of all time, Silent Night.
Really? By who?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. It's just giving me the guy that wrote it in 1818, Priest Joseph Moore, turned up on the doorstep of his friend Franz Xaver Gruber and asked him to write a Christmas carol, and I guess that's what he came up with, Silent Night.
Oh, the Gruber.
This one was written in 1818.
Wow. All right, Ellen, it's time for our Christmas sing-along, and it's the Little Drummer Boy. Come on in when you can. Here we go. This is the worst Christmas songs ever, because I'm singing it. Wait a minute. Hey, Bing. Hold on, Bing. Bing. Shut up. Okay, here we go. Christmas song.
Yeah. and my drum. Me and my drum.
Yeah. Yeah. How was I, Ellen? How was I? What do you think? Was I good? Was I good? Uh-oh. I think
sorry. I had to go to the bathroom. No, you were good.
Was I good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For my Spanish friends, and then we'll go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
And here we go. Because I've been speaking Spanish, and I know my Spanish. Felicia Navidad. Bye, Felicia Navidad. Bye, Felicia Navidad.
It's Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I thought it was by Felicia Navidad. All right. Here you go. For my Spanish friends. Thank you. Yeah, those are my Christmas. Do you know it's Christmas? Baby, please come home. It's Christmas. The Chipmunk song. They all sing the Chipmunk. Santa Tell Me. Fairy Tale of New York. Never heard of it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I don't hear, that doesn't play a lot, and it should play. Don't you like? It's beginning to look like. And it's Bublé. Who's Bublé? Michael Bublé. Have you ever heard of Bublé? Is it Bublé?
Yeah, Michael Bublé. Yeah,
what's a French
Michael
guy
Bublé
doing? Bublé. I never heard it. What's that song?
It sucks.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Michael Bubbly. This is Michael Bubbly. Suck.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I was wondering what happened.
I don't know. People hate Christmas. I'm trying to look at some of this stuff. Nat King Cole. My chestnut's working. No, is the Nat King Cole chestnut working on an open fire? Is that a good one?
Chestnut's roasting on an open fire? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Natty. Hey, Nat. You know that one, baby. Don't you know it?
Yeah, but I can't sing right
Nat
now because my throat hurts.
You can sing. It says Christmas song.
I
don't know what Christmas. Okay, so Christmas. Yes, you can. He's got a beautiful voice. Wait a minute. I don't know. He says Christmas song. He has a Christmas song? What is this Christmas song? No, I don't think I like Nat.
Yeah, that's it. Christmas roasting on an open fire.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Let me play the piano. see who's celebrating Christmas. Let's say Arkansas. I know you're not on your computer because this is when you're great, and I know I have to do it. Let's make a call. Let's call somebody in Arkansas, okay? Okay, let me see. How do you spell Arkansas? Arkansas. Let me see. A. No, let's go Kansas City. Wait, go ahead. Say it again. A what?
Arkansas.
And okay, wait a minute. Arkansas.
Arkansas. Arkansas.
Okay. Arkansas. Arkansas. Okay. We're going to, let's see, what do I have to do? Yellow book? Yellow Kansas? Let's call the white supremacists and wish them a happy new year. Yeah, see. Why? Okay. We had to go to a white supremacist site.
Oh,
let me see.
Oh, God.
Yellow book. See if I got anything in here.
If you want to look up people, they don't give you their numbers anymore.
They don't. I know that, right? They don't do it anymore. Let me see what I got here.
But,
Arkansas Yellow Pages.
It used to be whitepages.com.
I know.
People's address and their numbers.
I know.
The Yellow Pages,
but we'll call it
for businesses.
Right. Well, these are businesses. And Little, where is this at? This is Little Rock, Arkansas. And these are businesses. And let's call this golf course. Let's call this golf club. It's a golf course called Pleasant Valley Country Club. I'm going to say I'm the Santa, and I have to cancel. Then I'm supposed to appear there. Yeah, Santa's not going to be there. I've been smoking my weed. You know?
Santa's kind of drunk.
Yeah,
drunk.
Oh, I should do it. I should do it drunk. Let me see if I can do it drunk. Hello. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going. Guys, being good, the director. I have to cancel. I got this problem. Let's see if it works. Let me see.
I'm
drunk. Just a minute. Oh, that cocaine's good. I don't think I have their phone number. I got all their information. It says more information. Geez, do they have a phone number? About us. It has one review on this course. It goes to rate this business. They have no review at all. I'm looking for the phone number. Seriously. Here's the phone number. Okay. Let's call them. I'm the Santa who's going to cancel because I have a problem. Okay. I don't know where it's going to go. We're just going to do this. We haven't done this in a while. I'm calling all drunk and shit. Let me see here. I lost Blog Talk. Wait a minute, I lost Blog Talk. Hold on. Let me see if I can get Blog Talk back. I lost Blog Talk. Okay,
yeah,
I got to sign back in the blog.
You also have to realize a lot of these places still might be closed because of COVID and they don't have workers.
Right. I'm going to talk about that. I don't want to wear a mask. Dana suffocates. I got claustrophobia. But I'm going to just let them know that Santa's not coming. I don't know where it's going to go.
I'm going to laugh my ass off if it's really true. What? You can't cancel on us.
Exactly. Well, you've been here yesterday. That wasn't me. There's been a criminal element.
Imposter.
Yeah, imposter. What did he look like? Let me see. It's like, I got to get back into Blog Talk. We haven't done one of these calls in a long time. You know, I'm going to be rusty, but let's just see. Am I back in Blog Talk? Let me see. Okay, I'm back. All right, let's call this place. And I'm going to be Santa. And I'm not coming. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on one second. All right. All right, let me see. All right, let me take... God, it's been a long time since we called. Let me see here. Okay, I'm going to try to be drunk Santa. How far you think I'll get? Let's see how far.
Well,
I get.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna. You go ahead and mute yourself, okay? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I am calling. The Pleasant Valley Country Club, and Little Rock, Arkansas. That's what I'm calling. And we haven't done this in a while. Ellen, would you like to do the disclaimer? Thank you.
Yep. These calls, we have no idea how they're going to go. They can go really good, or they can go really bad really quick. So,
yeah.
It's a drop of the hat. It's a flip of the coin.
Exactly. Then we run like hell. Here we go. This is not scripted. I have no idea what I'm going to say. When I hear that phone ring, I have no idea. For like 3 seconds of sheer panic. Like, what are you going to say? All right, here we go. Ellen, ready to mute? Here we go.
Hello, you've reached the Golf Maintenance Department at Pleasant Valley Country Club.
Oh.
To speak to the mechanic, Stephen Cullen, press 5.
It's a presser.
Richard Woodall, press 3.
Maybe they'll roll us over.
Horticulturist Joseph Sodheim, press 4. Or the golf course
maybe
superintendent,
roll us over.
Don Armbrust, press 2. Have a good day.
Okay, let's see if they roll us over. Okay, they're not going to.
Please hold a moment.
Oh, good. They're going to roll us over.
Thank you for calling. If you are calling from a touchtone phone, please dial the extension number you wish to reach or dial 0 for assistance. If you are calling from a rotary dial phone, please stay on the line for assistance.
Oh, good. It's beginning to look a lot like
recording.
Christmas. But, you know, I can't do that one. I'm not going to leave my recorder. I'm not going to do it. Ellen, come on back. Okay, let's see if we can call another one. I don't know if I can leave a message. We got to get a small shop. Ellen, you know what we should do? A beauty parlor, right? Right? Golf courses, garage door repair, let's see, pet service, a restaurant. Oh, a Mexican restaurant. Oh, okay, let's call a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, God.
All right. We're calling a Mexican restaurant called Santo Coyote Restaurant. This is in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's 10 o'clock in the morning here, so they should be open around lunchtime. And it's lunchtime. And let's give them a call. Let's give them a call. Let's try this again. That beauty parlor would be good. You know, a massage parlor. What the do? Okay, here we go. Okay. Santa, love you long time. I only come once a year. I'll be there with time. All right, here we go. I'm calling the restaurant, Mexican restaurant. Santa.
This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Uh-oh.
Santa Catarina Central. How may I help you?
Hello. Hola. I am St. Nicholas. I'm supposed to be the Santa. I'm coming. I was supposed to be the Santa to come to the restaurant.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to know that if I'm prepared, because I got my little elves and everything, that you do have a place for me when I do appear at the restaurant at Santa. My name is St. Nicholas.
Okay, was it for, what location was it for?
Well, the I hope I have the right one. 11610 Pleasant Ridge Road.
Okay. Let me double check, because I didn't know nothing about this, so I don't have an area for you.
Right,
what time
I
were
just,
you supposed
I
to
just,
be here?
Well, I'm supposed to be there at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And I just got my notification to confirm before I show up. And I have a lot of gifts for the little kitties. I got little dolls, and I got a lot of candy, and I have Mrs. Claus will be with me. And I'm going to bring three little elves with me. I got Larry, Mo, and there's Wilbur. They'll be coming with me.
Okay. And
so
who did you speak to about?
They called the agency, and I don't know who they speak with. They just gave me the number to confirm that I'm supposed to be there tonight, and I'm supposed to be at the Santo Coyote Restaurant. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
At 116. Okay, and so my little elf, so I'm getting it. Oh, listen to this. Oh, 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 oh. How's that for a Santa? You like that? I got a lot of holes. Look at this. You have
well, let me.
I hope so. Yes, go ahead and check.
Let me double check. Give me one moment.
All right. Oh, 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 oh. I will spank you like I spank my elves. Oh, 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 oh.
No, they're going to be expecting you there at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. It's like, I'm going to ask, when she comes back on, I'm going to talk to the operation. I'm going to ask you for the operation at the right address and everything, and you and I are going to get in a little fight right when she comes back on, because I said, let me call my office, and it'll be you, okay?
Okay. Is she going to come back on?
I think so. They're not going to keep Santa waiting. Hello?
Well, you know what? I've been listening to everything that you're saying, so no,
yeah.
You don't have to have that little argument between you two.
Oh, you don't? They listen to us, Ellen. Oh, we got busted. Oh, my God, the first time we got busted. Oh, my God, they got us. Oh, shit. That is the first time in years we got busted.
Oh, my God.
She's not getting no presents. We got busted. Oh, damn it. Oh. I knew they were listening. I knew it. All right. First time. And years we got busted. Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, shit. All right, let me see something here. Let's try one thing. Let's go with the animal. No, I love the animal shelter. Where's the Bill Bondsman? No. Oh, I feel so bad. Okay.
I don't know why. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
I'd never been busted before. Oh, my God. I feel
so terrible.
Pet pet services and beauty, massage. Oh, let's go to massage. Oh, yeah, let's go to massage. Okay, the Natural Touch Massage Therapy Clinic. They need Santa.
Yeah, make sure they're not being, make sure the call's not being recorded for
oh, my God. I know. I like the Asian one. I like the Asian. Lily's Massage, Robbie Dyke's Massage, Clifton's Wellness.
What?
Yeah, Robbie's Dyke Massage. Which one should we do? I don't know. The massage thing won't work. Which one do we do? I got to do one. I got to get out with one good one, you know? One good one. God, I got busted. Oh, the divorce attorneys. Child custody.
Oh, God.
No. Car. Sushi bars. Korean restaurant. Oh, okay. Let's call a Korean restaurant. They probably eat Santa. Let's go here. Korean restaurants in Little Rock. Korean barbecue. No. We got to do something that's really. Oh, the porn shop. How about the adult bookstore?
Wait,
no. All right, you know what? I'm past it already. I got busted. I got busted, and the feeling's already gone. I got busted. You don't have to do it. You don't have to have the fake fight. Shut up, you. You naughty little bitch.
You know, I've been listening to everything you said. You don't have to have the fake argument.
Oh, you know what we should call?
What?
A Jewish deli.
Oh God.
Hello. Oh God. Jewish deli. Got an order for Santa Claus. We're Jewish. Well, wasn't Christ a Jew? We don't talk about that. All right. Jesus. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll do it another time. I got to shake off that. I got to shake that off. Wow. They got me. Let's see here. Okay, CRISPR North. And here we go right here. Here's a go back to the, our topics. Here we go. The six of the here we go. Six of the worst holiday breakups ever. I got dumped at Christmas. Here we go. Sadie, she's 32 years old. If somebody's getting dumped in Christmas. That Christmas was the first I ever spent away from my family. His family was doing Secret Santa, so we had only one present to buy for each. But I didn't think that applied to me and Tim. So I got him a weekend in Berlin as a present. He got me nothing. 2 weeks later, when we went on holiday, he spent the entire weekend in a hotel watching the whales trapped in the Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S, refusing to go out. The following weekend, we went to Manchester for work and returned to let me know he was leaving me for another woman. While I was still sobbing, he asked me to advise him on what outfits he should take to impress her. Wow. Can you imagine how cold that is? So we're going to break up and do the sniffing, the crying, and the snot in your nose. Can you advise me what should I wear? I want to make a good impression. That's what the guy did. Vanessa, 35. I was all dolled up and excited to meet my boyfriend at a club. He was DJing at the New Year's Eve. I left my mates at our club to go meet with him. I got there about 1 a.m. and ran around like an Egypt, I don't know, trying to find him. I eventually found him, but he saw me. His face fell. I asked, what's wrong? I'm just not attracted to you anymore, what he said. I mean, what do you say to that? I slunked off, found a friend who gave me a massive hug, told me he was a tool, and that I got absolutely obliterated. He did me a favor. Ultimately, because shortly after that, I fell in love with a guy I would be with for the next 7 years. Sean, 5. These are breakups at Christmas. I was living with an American girl in London, but her visa was expiring, so she had to go back to the States. We decided I'll give up my job, fly out with her at Christmas. We'll find an apartment and sort out the resident permit and work visa while I was there. I handed in my notice and flew out a couple of days before Christmas. When I saw her at the airport, waiting with her parents, I knew something was up. Her parents, whom I never spoke to before, seemed happier to see me than Erica did. Over the next few days, things got weird. For instance, I ended up spending most of Christmas Day racing toy motor cars with her 10-year-old cousin and helping her parents in the kitchen. I asked her what was going on, and she told me as soon as she saw me at the airport, she realized she didn't feel the same way, so we broke up. But I didn't have anywhere to go, as I couldn't afford a hotel. Her parents, who were absolutely lovely, insisted I stay with them until I found a job. I stayed for the next month, probably in the lame hope that Erica would change her mind. She didn't. But it wasn't all bad. Justin and I became firm friends, and I fell in love with Manhattan. And now, years later, I'm happily married to a woman I was meant to be with. That's it. Mika, she's 38. My then-boyfriend, Ryan, was an Army officer and persuaded me to move into his house and look after it while he was away. There were loads of debts associated with the property, and I got stung for stuff such as $300 water rates, which I paid so they wouldn't cut off the water. And on the proviso, Ryan paid me back. On the proviso, I don't know what that is. For Christmas, I was invited to his parents' pad and spent a fortune on presents, yet I didn't even get a card from Ryan. Meanwhile, I had to sit through the extended family present opening. In bed that night, he turned to me and said, "Sorry, I can't do this anymore." He then asked if I would stay to look after his house for 3 months, show people around until it was sold, and if I could leave my furniture so it looked like it was lived in. You can imagine what my reply was. These are people who broke up at Christmas. Stu, 42. Does any of this make sense? Okay, got your message. Stu, 42. I decided to move from South Africa to Scotland, where my family hails from. For some adventure at work, I fell for a man who was engaged to a female colleague of ours. Our friendship blossomed, but I didn't think anything would come of it, as he was straight. Uh-oh. However, he fell for me and broke it off with his fiancée, which caused massive problems work-wise. Also, his parents were horrified. He came from a Muslim family, and they threatened to disown him. In the end, we decided to move to South Africa. Before we left, we got married and just a few friends as witnesses. The first year was fine. Then, that Christmas, he started talking about starting a family, something I wasn't interested in. On New Year's Eve, he said he realized he loved me, but wasn't in love with me. He moved out, but decided to stay in South Africa. We are still friends, and ever since, our families reunite every year. Last one, Rebecca. She's 34. My first love broke up with me in a brutal way. We had been going out for a while, and I thought he was the one. I invited him to spend Christmas with me, but he made some lousy excuse and handed me a present instead. It was quite a big box, beautiful wrap, so it did solve my bruised feelings. I felt like he was still serious about us. Anyway, I put the present under the tree. On Christmas Day, he sat with my parents and younger brother. I debated opening the present in private, but decided not to. How I lived to regret that decision. As I unwrapped it, a card fell out with simply, "You might be needing this in the future." In confusion, I looked around the room and saw the horrified look on my parents' faces and heard my brother asking, "But what is that?" His final present to me was a Rampant Rabbit vibrator. And those are some of the horrible breakups on Christmas. And let's see, we only have a little bit of time. Let's do one Christmas thing. And when we come back, 31 gifts you should never give, ever, ever give in your life. And I know some of you people are going to do it anyway. So how much time we got? Only 12 minutes? I don't think we have time to take a break. I'll do it really quickly. Where's it at? Has to be.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back. I'm trying to find. Well, I don't have it. Wait a minute. I don't have it. It was on the title of the show. This is embarrassing. 31 gifts you should never, ever give.
Oh, okay.
I thought I had it. Do you know any of them?
No, probably sex toys.
Which one?
Sex toys, any kind of sex toys.
I used to give them. I used to give them as presents.
Really?
You don't think I said? Yeah, I used to really give them as gifts. You don't think it's appropriate?
I mean, you know, that might be something that you give somebody in private, but you don't put it underneath the Christmas tree for the whole family to see you open it.
I would give you them. Let me see. Here we go. 31 gifts you should never, ever give. If I gave you a hammer rod, you would get upset?
Come on.
Yeah.
No.
Here we go.
But see, okay,
there you
I'm
go.
Not a normal person, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Here's,
things that
here's one of them.
Other people, they wouldn't upset me.
I don't know. If they gave me a pocket pussy, I would say thank you. But I'm going to go through this. You tell me good or bad, okay? Number one, exercise gear. Exercise gear, dumbbells.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
They said you should never give them, ever.
Why?
Here's another gift.
I mean,
pets.
If the person's a health nut.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said don't give it. I don't know. Well, here's another one. Pets, lizards. Living, breathing creatures are the gifts that keep on giving because you're stuck with them for life. Never get someone an animal that they may not be able to take care of, especially something semi-scary like a lizard. That is true. I mean, if you got a little puppy, you know, maybe you're a college student or maybe you have a job that you know what I mean? And because when you get a gift like that, it changes your life for at least years. You know, if you had a dog, it changes you. You can't go on vacations. You're not as free as you want. Don't give them a gift. Seriously. If they wanted a pet, they would pick one out themselves. The worst thing in the world is to give somebody else a pet. You know what I'm saying? You may not want a pet bull. Maybe you wanted a boxer. Maybe you wanted a cute little other thing. You know what I'm saying? Or a Rottweiler.
If you have a cute little reed.
Yeah. Now, some people will say that, you know, reed's too big for their studio apartment. And here you go right here.
Reed is not a big cat.
Oh, Reed's a cat. Well, you should never give pussy on a holiday. You don't do that.
We didn't get Reed around Christmas time. We got him like in June.
Well, there you go. But see, you picked out the cat. Not me, but just getting a cat. But you get the idea that somebody, let's say you're going to get a cat, but I may give you a calico or a long hair, and maybe you want a short hair. Maybe you want to, you see what I'm saying? If you were going to get a pet, you would pick it out yourself. It's not a good idea to pick anybody's pet out for them. And I agree with that. Here we go, romance novels. There would be so many shades of red if you had to open up the steamy series. Don't give anybody 50 Shades of Grey. Don't do it. If they want to get off on their own porno book thing, they should buy it. Do not give anybody regifted stuff.
Don't give them, look, okay. If you want to make an amendment to that, okay, don't give them the specific books. Give them a subscription to Audible.
There you go. That's a good idea. Let me go through this really quickly and we get the hell out of here. How much time do I have? Only 7 minutes. So here we go. You just tell me to stop when you say good, good, bad. Just say good, 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 bad. A calendar for the year that already happened. So you don't give anybody a gift that I would give you something that a calendar of 2020 instead of, 2021 instead of 2022. Don't give them a calendar that was last year. Good, bad.
Yeah.
DVD.
I agree. So.
Yeah. Getting someone a DVD used to be cool, but thanks to media boxes like Apple TV, CD drives are basically extinct these days. You better be better off. Yeah, when was the last time you used your CD on your computer? Seriously. I have this computer for 5 years. I have not once put a DVD in my computer. And it says here
if you want to do that, get them a subscription to Amazon Prime.
I agree. So you don't give them DVDs. And they say here, they're basically extinct anyways. Nobody's buying DVDs anymore. Well, I do have a blue, what is it, the blue, what's the
a
DVD
Blu-ray?
With blue? Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
I do have Blu-ray. It's still good, especially if you have a 4K TV. It plays good.
Yeah.
Now, I thought about this. Plane tickets. There's nothing bond about a voyage that you didn't get to plan with. So you give me somebody a plane ticket, but they have X amount of time to use it, and you really don't know their vacation schedule or what they're up to. So don't give anybody plane tickets.
Okay.
I thought about that.
You know what? Okay, that is totally wrong right there, because nowadays you can give people open-ended plane tickets. They can use it anytime they want.
Really? Okay. You're teaching me something. Here's another one. We'll go fast. Cash. Now, I do this. I like to give gift cards, but they say
What's
don't give cash.
What's wrong with giving people cash to let them get their own gift? That way you don't have to worry about returning the damn thing.
Well, they said this. Little kids or teens might want cash, but giving grown adults a wad of dollar bills is just awkward. Be the cool aunt with these fun stuff. They don't want you to give cash. Don't give cash.
I don't know who's doing this, but if you don't know what to get the person, then, either a gift card or cash.
No, I agree. Well, cash has no thought. Cash has no thought. Cash is like, I'm too lazy to go shopping for you. Cash is like, I'm not really thinking what you want. I don't know who you really are to surprise you with a gift.
Okay.
People like to open up
stuff. You know what? Okay, what if you get the person the wrong thing and they're going to return it anyway?
Well, me and Cindy did something weird last year. Raven was over, who is the daughter-in-law. We didn't know what to give her, right? So Cindy goes, you know what we'll do? Let's put an envelope of cash. Seriously. I go, let's make this fun. She goes, what? What are you going to do? Well, when she opens each envelope, it'll have a message in there. And we just look at her when she reads it and see what she does. You know what I mean? So we gave her the first envelope, said Merry Christmas. And she looked in it, and there was a message. The message would say, looking back of you. And she would look in back of her, and we just laugh at her. She would do what the message would say there. She would do. We put like six.
That sounds like fun.
That's what we did. It was the funniest thing. Cindy goes, don't do it. I go, it's the funniest thing. So she would pick up the next one, and I would say, look under the cushion. And get you a surprise, and then we see her just do it, and she'll get $20, okay? And each one was it added up to $100. So she would open another one, and she's going, and it will say, look up, look down, look around, you might find something on the ground. And we just see her head spinning around, and we just made her do stupid stuff, and it would be the envelope there for the cash. So the last one, she goes, we would put, well, Merry Christmas, you greedy bitch. That's what we did last year. That's what we did to her.
Stuff like that is fun, especially if, I've been asking Aaron and Paul what they want for Christmas, okay? And they don't know what they want for. Well, Aaron wanted the new Five Nights at Freddy's game, security
right.
breach. And
right.
So she got that. And she got some Harry Potter books. That's what she wants.
Cool.
But Paul, I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about his truck. He wants stuff for
right.
his truck. So
right.
for him, I have to get him a gift card or cash or something like that. Let him get his own stuff for his truck.
Right.
You know, because I don't know anything about trucks.
I know. You did the right thing. Well, we can't go too much over there because our show's over. And the last one I'm going to have here is wrinkle cream. Don't give anybody wrinkle cream for Christmas. That's the last. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a silly thing to do. Don't do it. I know I will.
Yes,
but don't do it.
It happened
yeah,
on one
did.
Of them zippity-doo-dah
I know.
Days. Now, that's the
everybody,
day
have a
when
good
you
Merry
can't
Christmas.
Open your mouth.
Ellen, you think we can sing Merry Christmas, a really short version? What's a good Merry Christmas song? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a
happy, and a
happy
new, year.
New year.
I don't know the words, so let's make it up. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings on Christmas.
And a happy new year.
And a happy new year. We wish. Yeah, we'll make up shit. We'll wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Your bra is too big and your tits are too small, but you can go to the doctor and we will fix them today. Yay. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
God.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm sorry about your dick. It is very small, but good tidings to you, and Merry Christmas to all. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
God.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas from the Hammer Show to you. Merry Christmas, Ellen.
Merry Christmas. Oh, my God.
And maybe I'll read. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, the nigga came in and broke. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I'm going to read that tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
That's just as bad as Samuel Jackson. Go the fuck to sleep.
Go the fuck to sleep. Wait till I ghetto Christmas in the hood. Yeah. Willie Claus. And that will be.
Yeah, is that
that'll be this
is
week.
Is that the same as King's Daughters? Barbie house talking.
Oh yeah. Oh, we got to do that for them. And maybe we'll do another phone call and see if it works sometime during the week. I heard everything you said. You don't have to make that phone call. You don't have to make a fake fight. Wow. All right, Ellen, I'll give you a call a little later. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye.
Bye.